And our guest on this hour of the Made of Clay Report is Jacob Yale. Jacob, it's good to have you here this morning.
Good to be here, Clay.
So Jacob, the way we start the show is with this big question, and you can take it any way you want, is who are you? What do we need to know about you in order to start this conversation? Kind of to get a picture, the big pieces of your life.
Well, I've lived in Essex my whole life. I grew up here. I'm a teacher in Ithaca schools. I've been working in schools for a very, very long time. I love seeing kids learn and grow and gain new knowledge. Yeah.
Cool. And also, what else about your life do you want to share with us so that we can begin to kind of anticipate the rest of this conversation?
Well, I was born with a disability. I think it's called Ehlers-Danlos malformation. But, basically it affects my speech, so I have a cleek, so. It may sound a little different on this show, but...
Right. And the point is to figure out how to make this audible in a way that people can hear you on the radio.
Right.
And we will have to... And we will be trying to balance all of the pieces throughout the interview in order to make it work for everyone, because we need to hear your story.
Yes. Thank you.
You also brought some music with you.
I did.
What would you like to start with?
I would like Skyless Pink Guitar by Zimmerman Band.
Okay.
I grew up with members of the Zimmerman Band. I love their music, and this is one of my favorite songs.
Okay, here we go.
Say, don't live in the past and live each day like it's your last. But you should try it in reverse and live each day like it's your first. I believe this is precious time. I believe you are one of a kind.
Thank you. And that was the Sim Redman Band, and you're listening to WRFI, Watkins Glen, Ithaca, and 88.1 in Ithaca, 91.9 in Watkins Glen, and this is the Made of Clay Report. And our guest on this hour is Jacob Yale. So, Jacob, tell me, what are some of the experiences that have most defined who you are and what you value now?
Well, I think one of the biggest things that led me is my disability. I've learned that respect is very important, and I want respect for my disability, so I treat others with respect. I'm a big advocate for Black Lives Matter. I work and volunteer in the Black community in Ithaca. I think we all need to love each other and live in peace. So,
right. How, what, given that you were born with a condition that has made it so you've had to in a certain sense, fight for respect and have advocates around you, how did you come to feel at peace with your own personal struggle for respecting yourself?
I think I'm still in that process of finding respect for myself. I do respect myself a lot, but I'm still trying to figure out how to totally be at peace with my disability. There are things I cannot do because of my disability that sometimes anger me, and I'm still growing to respect myself and my disability and know that it's okay that I'm not the same as everyone and I'm not.
But it's no different than with anyone else when you cannot do something you very much want to do. And learning how to still respect yourself when you hit a wall.
Yeah. However, recently I have made lots of advances, jumps over hurdles that I'm very proud of. And each one of those, like getting a job as a teaching assistant, like finishing my master's degree, like I'm very close to being certified as a teacher. Each one of those gives me more confidence and more makes me feel better about myself.
Right.
Every day.
Right. And those were challenges to get to be hired as a teaching assistant, to get your master's, to become a certified teacher. Those were challenges that you chose.
Yes.
And yeah.
Yes. They were very important to me.
So, yes.
Yes.
What have you learned in terms of trying to respect yourself, to notice in other people who may have a hard time getting other people's respect and who may not be able to respect themselves in a way to make it easier? And this, I don't want to, this sounds like it's almost blaming the victim, and I don't want to do that, but there's a level at which we have to kind of own our stuff in order to meet each other.
Yeah. That's actually one reason I became a teacher or a special ed teacher is I went through the process. I know what it's like to be a student in special education in our schools, so I think I have a unique sense of empathy towards kids and towards adults who have disabilities or any kind of minority. I can relate to them and know what they're going through, and I really like helping others and helping and being a friend to others.
And there's an there's an integrity to having to struggle to be understood, so that people don't they don't just see you as a white guy. And that's a powerful gift. I know how hard this is on your voice, so we're going to cut to music frequently, and we're going to give your voice a rest. What should we play next?
We should play. Let's play "Easy" by Lionel Richie.
Okay, here we go.
I know it sounds funny, but I just can't stand the pain. Girl, I'm leaving you tomorrow. Seems to me, girl, you know I've done all I can. See a big store and I'm borrowed. Yeah. So I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning. Yeah. That's why I'm easy. So easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning.
Would anybody wanna put chains on me? I paid my dues to make it. Everybody wants me to be what they want me to be. But I'm not happy when I try to fake it. That's why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning.
That's why I'm easy. So easy.
That's why I'm easy like Sunday morning. Easy like Sunday morning.
Whoa. That's why I'm easy. So easy. Yes, I'm easy like Sunday morning.
That's why I'm easy.
Thank you.
And that was Lionel Richie and Willie Nelson and Easy. And you're listening to WRFI, Watkins Glen, Ithaca, and this is the Made of Clay Report. And our guest on this hour is Jacob Yale. Jacob, in getting to where you are on the cusp of getting your teacher's certificate and accomplishing major goals in your life, how have you had to change in ways that you would not have anticipated or wouldn't necessarily have chosen? How have you had to kind of reframe who you are to yourself?
I think I've had to adapt some ways that I do things, particularly kitchen. I obviously can't keep in the normal, standard way that everybody thinks of a teacher. I get the classes attention in different ways. I keep lessons in different ways.
You said you keep something in different ways, and I didn't catch the word.
I keep lessons. Keep lessons.
And I'm sorry, and I can't help on that because I'm not getting it. So you're telling me that too. Also, you have kind of this standard of what would be called quote normal in your head, and you're constantly having to adjust what your normal is
for that. And I've had to be okay with not doing things the normal way.
Right.
That was very, very hard for me a few years ago, but as I said before, I'm growing and realizing it's okay if I...
Right. So so what you're telling me is that when you couldn't do things in the normal way, you get frustrated with yourself.
Yes.
And then you would have to do another way and begin to say to yourself that this is okay.
Yeah.
And that was one of the biggest barriers a few years ago to overcome.
Exactly right.
Have you come to a sense of normal for yourself that you kind of improvise on? Or is everything kind of a new challenge? I'm trying to understand. Do you try to face each day as a new time, as a new round, or do you try to figure out what you've found that works and kind of keep doing it and just vary it a little bit? How do you approach?
I figure out a way that works and I stick with it as long as it works.
Right.
Then if I need to change it, I change it a little bit, but I'm pretty happy with my life right now.
Right.
I've figured out how to make things work. So.
And how have you found, what have you had to ask of others to be able to be more respectful or able to relate to you in ways that feel more mutual? And I'm putting some words there, but I know that you are a person who sees justice and equity and things in really powerful ways. And how do you instruct people, I need this in order to be able to engage you or be with you? How do you help them to interact?
Well, I think I'm a very big self-advocate. I know what I need and I ask for it. In my experience, if people see the work that I do and see me teaching, they see that I'm very good at what I do and they respect me for it and they are more willing to work with me and give me what I need. So
it works best if they've seen you in action first. And they can get a sense of what you're skillful at, and then they that engenders respect for you already, and then they're willing to more work with you.
Which I think comes back to don't judge a book by its cover. I'm trying to ask people.
So in some ways, you have to deal with the fact that most people judge a book by its cover.
Yes.
And you're showing them what you can do helps them, without a lot of guilt, mm-hmm. to learn that they can't judge a book by its cover.
Boy.
Yeah. Boy. Yeah. Yeah. That is a powerful lesson that we all need to all need to learn.
Yeah, and I find it gives both kids and adults.
It's the same for both kids and adults.
It is.
Yes. Yes.
It is.
That doesn't surprise me. Are there any things about building relationships that are different with children versus with adults or teens for you that you've found?
I think kids are much more willing to get on me, much more willing to give me a pass on my voice and my disability. They're curious, of course, and they ask me lots of questions, and I answer all of them, but they are curious immediately when they meet me, and they want to know everything. Or ghosts don't really know what can make of me if they have never heard of me or never met me before.
Right.
So, it's interesting to me that kids are more ready to work with me than some adults.
I'm just going to hazard a guess. Kids know how to play and engage when they don't know a right answer.
Yes.
Much more readily than adults.
Yes. Yes.
And adults, when they don't know how to approach or let their fears of not doing it right get in the way of just playing, which if we can all play, we make lots of mistakes when we play, but we don't hold them against each other. Let's cut to music again.
Okay.
What should we play next?
We just play Renegades by S. Ambassadors.
Okay.
This song is important to me for two reasons. One, it's by a band that I again grew up with. I'm these people are my true friends. And it speaks about disabilities and
right.
Getting to know each other. So,
this band is a local band.
It is.
And you grew up with them.
I did.
And they're your true friends.
Yes.
I'm just going to repeat this in case people didn't get it.
Great.
And the song, this version, which is from an official video, has a lead-in with people talking about the ways that they do things that they normally wouldn't be thought of doing. Like being blind and lifting weights.
Yes.
And maybe I think one of them is a boxer who has one hand.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just an interesting thing. And then we cut into a music that all of us will know.
Yes. And that's an important message. Yeah. Give me.
My name is Bettina Delinsek, and I was born blind. Growing up blind, you weren't expected to do much. I want to be expected to do what everybody else is expected to do. I've always loved athletics. I've always wanted to be part of a team. The only modification that's been made is in demonstrating how to do it.
She needs back more.
So showing me exactly what the move looks like, instead of doing it visually, I do it tactily.
It's definitely close.
How high would you say-ish? Like to your body?
Waist
level. Okay.
So I'm going for...
Let's take a wild stab of
bench, table.
You think it's a bench?
Like a...
Want to see? I want to see.
Okay.
It's not a matter of enjoying it more or less. It's about enjoying it differently. You know, it's enjoying it through different vision, through another lens.
Lost souls in reverie.
Listening to WRFI, Watkins Glen, Ithaca, 88.1 in Ithaca and 91.9 in Watkins Glen. And this is the Made of Clay Report. And our guest is Jacob Yale. So, Jacob, tell me, what do you do for fun? What do you do for diversion, for enjoyment?
I really love computers. Now, I love learning about new phones and computers and all of that. So I spend time studying about skulls. I also love building with Legos. I have lots of very big Lego models in my room. Of the Cindy Hopper house, of airplanes, of building skulls, lots of different skulls. So I really like doing those skulls.
Yeah. And so you said that you love technology and computers
and
phones.
I do.
And the Legos and building things.
Yeah.
Is that something you do by yourself or do with others? Or
I mostly do it by myself. I go to friends' houses. I play. I'm going to concerts, going to festivals.
And you also said that you enjoy music.
I do, very much.
And what kinds of music do you listen to?
All kinds. Lately, I very much like comfy music. So I listen to that in the car, and I like learning about new music artists.
What captured your interest about country music?
I think it's just simple, basic message that most kind of songs are trying to play. Just either love or let's get along or some silly message.
Yeah, and something to get over or move on. Yeah.
But it's just basic, simple, down-to-earth message through a song. So.
Should we cut to the what's it called?
Forever
Country.
Okay, that would be great.
Okay, so let's do that. This is Artists of Then, Now, and Forever, Forever Country.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old, older than the trees,
younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia,
mountain mama, take me home. Country roads. Gather round her,
I'm
a miner's lady, stranger to blue water.
So I'll go,
dark and dusty,
yet I know,
painted on the sky,
I've
missed the taste of moonshine,
teardrops
in my eyes.
Country roads, take me home,
to the place
I belong,
West Virginia. Mama, take me home, country roads. On the road again, like a band of gypsies, we go down the highway. We're the best of friends, insisting that the world keep turning our way, at our way. Country roads.
Listening to WRFI, Watkins Glen, Ithaca, and this is the Made of Clay Report, and our guest on this hour is Jacob Yale. So, Jacob, you have, because of your need to work extra hard to communicate, I see you as a passion-driven, mission-driven person.
Yes.
And because what you have, other than those times where you do the computer and the Lego stuff kind of mostly on your own, that's your downtime. But a lot of your time connecting with people is around causes.
It is.
What are the causes? What are the things, issues that you care about? And what are you doing about them in your life?
I'm very passionate about racial equality. I'm a big supporter of Black Lives Matter. I've participated in a number of Ithaca Black Lives Matter events. In the summers, I work at Southside Community Center here in Ithaca. I work at Come Up, which is a music summer camp that also teaches human rights and dignity and respect through music and art. So
that's the Community Unity Music and Education Program.
It is.
And Nia Nunn was on the show a couple of weeks ago talking a bit about that.
Yes. So I work very closely with Nia. I actually grew up and went to elementary school with Nia. So I know her for a very long time. But yes, I'm a big supporter of Black Lives Matter and racial justice.
Right. Are you part of Showing Up for Racial Justice, the Surge group?
I have not joined that yet, but I will very soon.
As a person, I guess I want to frame this because this is how I think this is what you're saying to me implicitly, that as a person with a disability, but as a white guy, it's important for you to show up for Black Lives Matter.
It's important for me to show up for all minorities. I have very, very dear friends who are in poor economic status, or as fortunate as some of us, and they are some of my best friends, and I look out for them, and I, so whether it be wealth, or race, or disability, or any reason you might be a minority, I try to stand up for you and be a friend.
Right. And I sense that it's both equal parts stand up for and be a friend.
It is, yes.
Yeah. How do you describe having friends who have faced much stronger challenges because the discrimination they face makes them more at economic disadvantage even than yourself?
I
almost hesitate to ask this question, but I'm curious. How do you engage them in a way that addresses their needs and still validates your friendship? Because the difference is you can't just make go away.
Yeah. I think I'm a true friend to them and their kids. I've taken their kids to community events. I've gone and won events for them. I helped them out.
Right.
But they have also given me...
They've helped you out.
...my friendship, and they've got...
Right.
...they've got with to me through some difficult times. So it's both friendship and open hand. I don't see them as all their less advantages.
Right. No, but that's a physical reality, but that's not the reality of your relationship.
Right.
Yeah. And you just described how they have helped you through hard times and how you show up also to be with their children and to take their children places.
Yes.
And that is powerful.
Yeah.
That is powerful. You've talked about Black Lives Matter. You've talked about come up the Community Unity Music and program at Southside. What are some of the other things?
I'm also board boss. Challenge Worthless Solutions, which helps find jobs for disadvantaged people in our community. They partner people with disabilities, language barriers, economic barriers, with local employers who got them to be an active part of our community. So,
yes. How did you make that connection with Challenge, and how did you end up on the board?
Actually, I won an award from them for my perseverance, and I made a speech at their awards dinner, and asking a speech and asking a dinner, they asked me if I would like to be on your board, and it's been a very important experience getting to make a difference in the lives of other people who need help.
And it is a powerful statement that you're serving on their board.
Yes, thank you.
Let's cut to some music.
That would be great.
You brought the Brothers Osborne 21 Summer.
Yes.
Do you want to say anything about it, or shall I just play it?
It's another country song that I really like lately, so okay. Let's do it.
See that Chevrolet that
You're listening to WRFI, Watkins Glen, Ithaca, and this is the Made of Clay Report. And our guest on this hour is Jacob Yale. So, Jacob, the way we kind of close this show out is we talk a little bit about, I asked the guests to share how it is that they take care of themselves, because life sometimes, you know, knocks us off our center, and we need to figure out how to find a way to kind of re-engage or restore ourselves. So I asked the question, what do you do intellectually? What do you do emotionally? And what do you do physically to kind of keep yourself resilient and ready to face the day?
Read books. I like to learn new things. I'm as a teacher, I think I'm also a learner, so I'm always learning new things. I like exploring new things. Physically, I work out at the gym about once or twice a week. I go for walks. I, as a teacher, I'm very active. I have a very active job. So I think I keep pretty physically fit.
Yes.
And emotionally, I do like to relax and just watch TV. So now, as some people would say, but then I also just tune everything off, tune off TV, turn off the lights, and just sit in a quiet, calm place and just kind of recenter myself, because it can get very crazy and very unbalanced.
Right. That's a very powerful image of turning off all of the noisemakers, turning off all the lights, and just being very quiet with yourself. That's a very, very powerful image.
And sometimes I also get it by going for a walk outside in the woods.
Yeah. Do you, as you've gotten to kind of know yourself, what do you see happening in yourself when you realize you need to step back or take a little better care? How do you know you need to take a time to yourself?
I feel like my chest, thoughts get confused. I like to have everything neat and orderly and organized. So I'm very compulsive about having my room neat and clean. And sometimes I cannot do another task that I ask to do if other things are out of order. Like I have to have everything exactly how they're supposed to be in order. So that also helps calm me down.
So when you realize things are coming out of order, you stop and help to reorder them?
Yes.
To bring it, okay, yeah.
Both physically and mentally in my
and
mind.
Mentally, yes. Yes, no, that makes a huge amount of sense.
Yes.
Usually I try to do these shows so that they can be played any time of year and people wouldn't know what time of year they're recording.
Boy.
But this is, we're about a week before Christmas. And one of the songs that you brought today to close with is about Christmas. And I was wondering, what did you want to say about Christmas?
Christmas has always been a very special time for me. Grandmother has passed, always above and beyond for Christmas, decorating and cooking and being a wonderful host. mess. At grandmother's house. And I just warms my heart this time of year. So that's why I wanted to buy a Christmas song.
Okay, okay. Jacob, it has been wonderful to get to know you.
Thank you.
And thank you for being willing to take this risk, knowing that talking for this amount of time is not easy and it's hard on your body. And we are, I thank you for taking the risk.
You're welcome. It's been fun.
And here is That's Christmas to Me and the by the Pentatonix.
Yes.
The fireplace is burning bright, shining all on me. I see the presents underneath the good old Christmas tree. And I wait on light till Santa comes to wake me from my dreams. Oh, why? 'Cause that's Christmas to me. I see the children play outside like angels in the snow. Well, Mom and Daddy share a kiss under the mistletoe. And we'll cherish all these simple things wherever we may be. Oh, why? 'Cause that's Christmas to me. I've got this Christmas song in my heart. I've got the candles glowing in the dark. The stockings by the Christmas tree. Oh, why? 'Cause that's Christmas to me. Oh, why? 'Cause that's Christmas to me.
I listen for the thud of reindeer walking on the roof. As I fall asleep to lullabies, the morning's coming soon.
The only gift I'll ever need is the joy of family. Oh, why?
'Cause that's Christmas to me. I've got this Christmas song in my heart. I've got the candles glowing in the dark. I'm hanging all the stockings by the Christmas tree. Oh, why? 'Cause that's Christmas to me. Oh, why? 'Cause that's Christmas to me.
Christmas to me.
I've got this Christmas song in my heart.
I've got the candles glowing in the dark. And then for years to come, we'll always know one thing. That's the love that Christmas can bring. 'Cause that's Christmas to me.
You're listening to WRFI, Watkins Glen, Ithaca, and that concludes this edition, this hour of the Made of Clay Report. We encourage you, I encourage you, if you want to listen to this or other shows, we have about 350 hours of shows online at madeofclay.org. There are 3.5 years of recordings of interviews with people in Tompkins County or visitors to this area about their lives, what they've learned, what they care about, how they've changed over the course of their lives, and I encourage you to check it out. That's madeofclay.org, and you can search names of people you know. And we've interviewed about 350 local residents, and that's a little over 0.3% of the local residents. But it's a good cross section. I hope you'll enjoy it.